morning. I'm Jana Sixth. I have a degree in environmental education, and I work with John Powers, the landowner.
So what do you plan to do with the specimen?
So this is Areogonum umbellatum, and so we were trying to have a specimen of everything that is out here. And so, like I said, you want to get the roots and the vegetative parts as well as the flowers, and then, you know, if there were any fruit. And then you just put it in here. This is my field press. And then we'll bring it back and put this in an actual big plant press and crank down on it later.
So I think one of the coolest things about this is we have all these different institutions and organizations and partners that are working together to do this, and we have wonderfully generous, hospitable landowners who are allowing us to come here and study this really amazing ranch.
I'm David Anderson, and I'm the director of the Colorado Natural Heritage Program. It is part of Colorado State University, and we're in the Warner College of Natural Resources there, and we are the program that pulls together information on the locations and the status of our rare species throughout the state. We've always eyed the Roaring Fork Valley because it's really a great place to help communities achieve their conservation objectives. There's a lot of that interest here in the valley. We also had the opportunity to meet John Powers through his connections at Colorado State University, and he was really interested in connecting education to this ranch.
I'm one of four landowners in my family, and I thought that since this property was adjoining Colorado Mountain College and had been sitting idle for 40 years, there was a chance to develop water on the property from an old water well permit. And when I started doing that and thinking, well, gee, wouldn't students across the way, wouldn't it be interesting for them to learn about what you have to do to get a drilling permit? What do you have to do to move a location? Oh, wait, how about larger ideas? What about they can do a BioBlitz. I heard about with Colorado State University. Well, wouldn't that be great to have them work with Colorado Mountain College and have the students? So little by little, it's been growing and taking on different facets of interest and different opportunities with experts. It's just an honor and a privilege to have people who know so much be able to reflect on what we might be able to do for the best benefit for the property and the best benefit for other people to learn from what we're doing.
We're hoping that the interns and students that we have here are going to pick up the reins and lead us into a sustainable future with the knowledge that they're getting through this experience and other experiences with us this summer.
Lauren Hughes.
Yeah, so right now we just saw this sago lily, and we have it here, but we're trying to use iNaturalist to document it. So it's an app, and you download it. It's kind of a citizen science app. So you take a picture of it, and then you just hit share. So here, like, you have a casual grade, a needs ID, and then research grade, which is, like, but that's if someone, like, looks at your observation is like, yeah, you're right. Like, I'll check off on that. I'm a Sigley intern with CNHP, and I'm also a student at CSU. I'm going to be a senior.
So I noticed, you know, there's a lot of young people, college students, high school students, a little older, even younger. There's the ornithologist, is that bird study?
Oh, yes, we have an ornithologist.
Ornithologist who's in seventh grade?
Yeah, yes, she's in sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's a really good birder.
Madeline Connor. We saw juniper titmouse and bush tits and Plumbius vireos. Those are like the top three for me. And then just a lot of more cool sparrows. We saw vesper and brewer sparrows. We saw green-tailed towhees.
We really want to keep this going. The way that we're working with private landowners and students and all of these different institutions and nonprofits through this is just a wonderful example of partnerships and, you know, just coming together to help make really good things happen and learn about this area.
Thursday, June 29th, Colorado State University and Colorado Mountain College will be explaining what the BioBlitz is, and we're doing a public event to invite other landowners and other people who might be interested in learning what's happening in the BioBlitzes, and in particular, if they have property that they would like to include and have them be studied for their wildlife and natural values.
Because we can't do any effective conservation until we have the science and the data to support it. And all of that rests on trust, partnerships, cooperation, collaboration, And what I love about this is that all of those things are happening here right now.